forged from greatness and an iconoclastic passion comes Rodman by Aloha Sun. This impressive 20,000 puffs disposable vape, inspired and endorsed by Dennis Rodman himself, features a slick dual texture design for a better grip, a chewy rubber mouthpiece for easier mouth to device contact, and a USB-C fast charging plus an efficient LED indicator so you can keep score of battery and juice levels. Easily adjust airflow using the switch at the base of the device, and you're all set to take the world on like a champ. Available in 14 unique flavors with bestsellers like Waterman, Blue Raz, and Cool Mint, and a one-of-a-kind flavors like Asahi Berry and Strawberry Ropes, Rodman delivers both quality and quantity. Now also available in nicotine pouches like Zyn, but tastier. Go to Rodman9K.com to get your head in the game with Rodman 20K. Disposables and nicotine pouches. As a special deal for our listeners, Rodman by Aloha Sun is offering 20% off your first purchase with the code DRINKBRO. Again, that's 20% off with the code DRINKBRO.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Delco, you don't need it this weekend. You won.
Climb back.
It's your second major this year.
It is, technically.
I'll give you... I told you before the last one, I was giving you Scheffler. Scheffler won. Bryson won this one. Soft serve won the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Just in a shocking manner, though. My God. Did he miss a putt from 2.5 feet twice, or was the other one 4 foot?
So, like 2.9 feet on the first one on 16, and then I think a little over 3.9 on 18.
My God.
Dude. By Rory? Yeah, it was a choke job. It was
hard to watch.
It was. Not like that, Rory. Not like that.
The other thing that was hard and dramatic for a watcher, which, you know, for as an avid golf watcher, was a blast, was keeping a camera on him inside the clubhouse Bryson was up by that tree. What was it, a fucking root?
It's one of the few good things NBC did, because the coverage was fucking abysmal.
It was terrible. What's the deal, dude?
They're just really bad at broadcasting golf, and it's a vessel for them to promote the Olympics.
That was the entire thing.
That just made me want to like not watch the Olympics now.
Yeah.
I'm so turned off by the Olympics at this point.
It's super strange. And a lot of people said it was the broadcasting that also took them out of it, along with some of their shots and everything else. For Bryson.
Just no setup. Like
none.
They would have a bunch of playing through shots that were critical. Like Rory trying to get up and down on that par five where, you know, he put it on the green, it rolled back down, and then he put it in the bunker. And then just coming back with the announcers with no context, we'd miss crucial shit. Like, Tony made eagle on the front nine, and we just never saw it.
Yeah. The split screen on some of the holes didn't make sense either.
They did a split screen on guys on the same hole.
Yeah. It didn't make any sense.
Not hitting it at the same time?
No.
It was all pre-recorded.
Jesus.
It's just terrible. They got to give up golf. My former employer, like Golf Channel NBC, you guys suck.
I was at an airport on Saturday waiting to come home, and I'm watching the footage, and it was Tiger. They had Tiger Woods cut in there, and I asked the bartender, I go, hey, dude, did Tiger make the cut? Forgive me. We were out late and everything else. And he goes, no, man, he didn't make the fucking cut. I'm like, why are they showing so much cutaway footage of Tiger Woods in this goddamn thing?
I don't know. And then I also want an apology from the guy that gave me shit, saying that Bryson DeChambeau didn't wear his hat for Payne Stewart. Because he has kind of retconned that shit. Because
he did bring up Payne Stewart a lot in the press, or Bryson did. And I thought he was a fan of Payne Stewart.
He said he went to SMU because of Payne Stewart. And because there was like this mural and everything. But that wasn't there until he left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So was that a lie?
A lot of it's a lie. Yeah. A lot of DeChambeau is a lie. A lot of it's manufactured.
Oof.
It's not great.
I've never seen somebody have a full turnaround where I was rooting for him, like all of us were rooting for him.
Breaking the fourth wall, interacting with all the fans, like hyping everybody up.
He talked in the camera at one point, he was getting people to, like it was a free throw in the fourth quarter of a game seven. He was getting them to calm down when he was on the green. Like, it was wild to see.
It was. And then he also, man, it was the shots he was hitting too. He had no business kind of winning on Sunday. He won the tournament on Saturday. Great, great round. Sunday, couldn't hit a fucking fairway.
Yep.
He was making crazy up and downs. That one on eight was insane.
Wait, did Rory beat him by like 4 or 5 strokes on Sunday?
No, so
Rory shot a 67 on Sunday.
Right. Bryson shot one over.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what, 71?
Yeah.
72?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. But with Rory missing those shots and then having to wait in a clubhouse.
Rory only shot one under at the end. Oh, or okay. No, 2 under, actually.
Okay. Yeah. But watching him in the clubhouse, just agonizing, hasn't won a major in 10 years, misses those putts, there's no excuse. And then Bryson, to hit an impossible shot from that tree root that was sticking out of the ground, he couldn't even get a full club swing back.
Into the bunker, and then the bunker shot, which was like a 60-yard bunker shot. That, with the U.S. Open on the line, that was insane.
It was absolutely amazing. It was exhilarating. It was fun to watch. And then, oddly enough, it didn't feel like anybody felt bad for Rory because what had happened transpired over the last couple weeks. I don't know if any of it's true. I don't know if he did have an affair with Amanda Baleonis or not.
That's a rumor, yeah. I don't know how legitimate that is, but... You know, he's back with his wife, and then he immediately left. He didn't, kind of a coward move. He didn't answer any press.
He drove off. And not only that, they peeled off. I know he wasn't driving the car, but maybe not tell the driver to peel off out of the fucking parking lot.
I think
like
he
that.
Was driving.
Oh, he was? Yeah. Oh, sick. So and then.
Man of the people.
Well, maybe he was getting roadhead from the girl he's been cheating with.
Baleonis?
Yeah.
Oof. Does she suck his dick after that?
I mean, what do you need more after getting fucking blown out like that?
Well, she wasn't there because she's CBS.
Yeah, she's a different network. But it would have been great if she had to interview him in the clubhouse afterwards. Holy shit. They're going to have to figure that the fuck out. Besides your own personal victory there, did you enjoy it?
Kind of bittersweet. Obviously, cash rules everything around me. Mm-hmm. Love cash and checks. But, man, as a Rory guy, him having the weight of not winning a major the last 10 years... Very relatable, just like early success in your career and just trying to find yourself and try to find your meaning for the next decade. I mean, that hits hard with me. So I feel for Rory, but man, like I don't know if this either crushes him or he comes back and just wins the British Open.
He's been having an incredible year.
He's had a great year.
He's had an incredible like last low-key 5 to 7 years in majors.
He's always in the mix.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like always. Just,
but like this was, this was his fault. Like,
yeah,
those are two putts you just make. Like, I make those putts.
It feels like Greg Norman-esque at the Masters choking. I mean, it was wild
to
see.
It's missing free throws.
It is.
It's a guard missing free throws.
It's Derrick Rose missing the free throw in the Natty.
Yeah.
And then for Bryson, you know, he's had this massive turnaround. A lot of people are saying it's from YouTube and social media.
He is the Logan Paul of golf.
Right, and which... I like Logan Paul. Logan Paul went through a bunch of hard shit, too.
Yep, everyone kind of hated him early. Yeah. He's making this turnaround. He seems more likable. He seems to be more engaged with people.
Yeah, but people didn't like Bryson because they're like, oh, I don't like that guy. People got mad at Logan Paul because he filmed a Japanese guy hanging himself for content.
Yeah.
So, well, close.
I just wanted to get your attention.
What's the fucking problem?
Yeah, I figured that might perk you up.
No, I don't care. I was just looking at some of the winners from this year so far. How many LIV members have won majors now?
Since LIV's existed, just Brooks and Bryson.
Brooks and Bryson, and Brooks has won two?
Brooks has won one.
Okay, and then Bryson's won one.
And Cam just chokes anytime he has anything going through the once he gets to the weekend, he sucks, right?
I had Cam
and
Smith.
And majors.
I had Cam Smith.
Smith won a British Open, but then he won that.
It was pre-LIV,
It was pre-LIV.
Yeah. Ever since that... Major win and majors, he chokes like pretty much in once the weekend starts.
He's never in the mix.
He's
+7. And look, I know it was tied for 32 here because
a lot of the LIV guys just don't even show up, really.
No,
I mean, Sergio this weekend, he showed up,
but that's what I wanted to ask you about. Like, it feels golf feels very like it's in a very weird state because you're watching these guys. Luckily, it came down to Bryson and Rory, who we all everybody would have been fine with one way or the other.
I wish it went in the playoff.
Say it would have been a blast.
That would have been a fucking blast.
But if you look at the top four here with Tony Finau and Patrick Cantlay, fine. The Duker there was top six. Xander was top ten.
Thank God we didn't get Cantlay'd. If Cantlay just stole that, that would have been awful.
He got in the clubhouse at four. He had a shot at it. Just couldn't pull off anything. But these leagues need to combine now. I know I've said it a couple times on the other show, on your show, but they got to combine these leagues so that way when you get to these majors, you know who's going to play well or something. Because
you know,
I don't know week to week. I don't know anything about the LIV guys, and I don't watch them at all to even
like how they're doing.
No, so recently, I don't know to bet on.
Nobody
Bryce's.
Watches it. Yeah. That's right.
I didn't know that they were even doing events yet. Like
this year,
I mean, I have no idea what the schedule is or anything.
I don't think they do.
Saying that they need to combine these leagues is like saying that the Confederacy needs to rejoin the United States, right? This isn't like a new league that they started. They just bought players from the existing league.
Yes. And if they don't sign this deal, they're going to keep buying players because what's the point?
It's really just going to be a weird time. We're going to look back and be like, hey, remember when that happened? This like
it's going to be like new Pepsi.
Saudi.
Or new Coke. What was it new Coke or it was clear or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, clear Pepsi. Crystal Pepsi and new Coke.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
They need to get Monahan out of the PGA Tour.
And they need to add cocaine back to Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm. Sure do. Let John
do
Daly
those two
play.
Things, and then
and you're good
we're
to
a
go.
Real country again.
We sure are.
I mean, if you're not really gambling, though, what's the appeal of the actual PGA Tour?
Like, there's no
week to
appeal
week.
To
there
it, even
no.
with it's, gambling.
People just care about the majors. That's really it. So you can keep the two tours. Who gives a shit? And then people tune in, casuals tune in for the majors, and that's all we care about. But we've only cared about the majors.
Yeah, and somebody, there was a listener who... In the chat, or on the message boards on Drinker Bros Sports on Facebook, said something about, like, I love you, golf bros, but WNBA's ratings are higher than golf this year, and they're right.
I just don't know if that's accurate.
I don't think it's real.
That's
you don't think
not
so?
Real?
No.
I think it is. I watched again on yesterday.
A lot of golf, though, is through apps at this point because it's like I said earlier with the broadcast, they make it impossible to watch. It's gross.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you have to also count in like the Sky Sports ratings. You have to count in just like Peacock. There's just so many numbers that you have to kind of put together.
The total WNBA is impossible to watch.
What's that? What'd you say about
just like total unique viewers type of situation?
Yeah,
I mean, did watch it. I tuned in for that last 5 minutes of Caitlin Clark beating Angel Reese.
Yep.
But I can't imagine watching another WNBA.
Did you see Stephen A. Smith's take?
No. What did he say?
Everybody's
about
racist. The reason that people want Donald Trump to be president, the reason people are rooting for Caitlin Clark is because some kind of deep-seated racism, basically. They just want America to be white again. That's
no,
it.
It's exciting to watch somebody bomb three-pointers from the logo.
It is not exciting to watch her go 3-for-7.
She had a good game.
She had a great game.
Yeah, she was 3-for-7 from three.
That's like a normal.
It's a normal NBA game.
Yeah,
except for the ball is about two thirds the size, and nobody gives a fuck.
So are her hands.
God
damn
they're
it, tiny
man.
Little hands.
She's not walking around with
enough.
She put up 20 points a game. She's like the fastest rookie to score however many points, assists, and rebounds at the amount of games she's played.
Okay,
she's having a good season. So let's not trash her.
No, let's trash her and the entire league. Throw it all away, and
you
here's
can trash
why.
The league.
They're on pace right now to lose $50 million this season. $50 million just this year. They haven't made a single penny in 30 years.
Right. Yeah.
There isn't another private organization on earth that has gone that long without making a dollar. It doesn't exist. Not one. People DM me like, what about the post office? Not true. Post office, one, is a public organization, and two,
hires a bunch of veterans.
If the Bush administration hadn't pushed this bill that made them, they have to fund their retirement 75 years in advance. People that aren't born yet. Sweet. Have their fucking pensions funded already, right? Without that, they profit somewhere around $600 million a year.
Okay.
By the way, just saying. But anyways, the WNBA is pointless, and so are all of you.
Yeah, I watched it. I watched the game. And she almost had a triple-double, 23-9-8.
I mean, you're like reporting on a fucking 11. Rec league, dude. This is bullshit.
Which is sick,
it wasn't
though.
Bad to watch.
I wish people reported on my intramural game.
That's what it is.
Homegirl is like
you're playing a game of tag at fucking Barton Springs Park or something. It's Zilker Park, and then fucking put that on television, and that would be more exciting than this stupid bullshit. God damn it, man.
Angel Reese is the black Bill Laimbeer, and she drilled her in the fucking
head. Dennis Rodman is the black Bill Laimbeer, and he's a Hall of Famer, and Angel Reese is a stupid bitch.
She drilled her in the head, got fouled out of the game. The excitement's there. I wish she'd just lean into being an asshole, like a villain.
Be a heel.
I think you said this the other day.
That's the thing. Women don't know what the spotlight is like. And when they finally get it, they don't know how to interact with it or like react to reporters asking them real questions. Like anybody in the NBA or any male athlete constantly gets grilled or is under the microscope for their actions. So the second we put women under the same kind of
Aren't used to it, because like I said at a previous show, like female tennis players have been getting it forever, like, but yeah, the WNBA players now, every question doesn't start with like Angel Reese, why are you so brave?
They don't do that anymore,
because like, Osaka, like, was the story was that she couldn't handle it, not that she was getting grilled. The story was that she couldn't handle it, because everybody's getting grilled all the time over female tennis, which is something you can watch because it's actually competitive.
Female golf too.
Watching people jump 6 inches off the ground and miss a fucking wide open layup. I'm sorry, dude. It's bullshit. It's like watching a dog do math. I don't want to fucking see it.
With nothing going on in the summer, I watched the fucking game. In my opinion, Angel Reese, just lean into it and just be like, yeah, fuck her. I hate her. I wish she was dead.
It's about to be bleak because, I mean, the Celtics are going to probably wrap this up
tonight.
The next two games, probably tonight. I imagine the Panthers are going to win in five. The Oilers got their game. They scored all their goals against the Panthers.
I mean, maybe they get hot. Maybe they get hot.
There's no fucking way the Oilers are coming back and winning four straight. It's not happening.
No, they're definitely not going to win the series, I don't think. But and good. Canada doesn't deserve
it. They don't.
No, and we'll flip over to that since we're talking about it. NHL Finals. Florida's up 3-1. Boob Girl, who we still don't know her real name. Nobody does.
I guess she was at the game, though. They scored six goals.
Was she... Because everybody's reporting.
They scored more. Last I
they
saw,
scored eight.
Six
they
to
scored
one.
Eight.
Okay. Yeah. Last I saw, it was 6-1. I was at the bar.
The goalie got pulled.
The goalie got pulled. Yeah, and Bob? They just started lighting him up. It was 8-1 at the end of it.
Poor Bob.
Boob Girl though should have showed up after game two to save that team, and she didn't.
I mean, if she showed up at that game,
why isn't the team bringing her to Florida?
So she doesn't want anything on social media. Apparently, it was a fucking accident and like a joke to her friend that somebody had captured on video.
Yeah.
And so she deleted all her social media. She was like, I don't want to be the crazy plain lady, you know, Tiffany Gomez or
anything
like that.
Yeah. Because I don't want, I thought it was going to end up being some OnlyFans body that was trying to promote something. The fact that it was organic, that makes it magical.
It is magical. Although I do feel bad because she's a civilian who just got tossed into it, like wasn't asking for it.
Canadian though, like they're not going to fire her for it.
You can't pull your titties out anywhere and
unless
expect
she's
it to
a
be alright.
I'm sorry, if it's an ECHL game in Greenville, South Carolina, you could probably get away with that. It's the goddamn Stanley Cup Finals, bitch.
Like, what's the one job she might get fired from? Being a teacher?
Yeah, I guess.
But if I'm her, she just should have opened up an OnlyFans and really embraced this, but she deleted everything.
You know, some women just don't want to go that route.
Some women just don't want
to
be
I guess it's surprising to see this.
Some women just don't want to be whores.
I know. Online, it's amazing. I'm always shocked.
I mean,
when
as
they
a
don't
podcaster
want to,
and a whore,
yeah.
I don't understand it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Some people want that
somebody,
regular life.
Some people want a regular, normal, everyday life, but that's going to be a blowout, probably 4-1. Hockey is the only sport where you can say a goalie gets hot, but I don't think their goalie is good enough.
Their goalie sucks.
For them to come back.
He's pretty mediocre, yeah.
They got outshot game three, and he gave up like four goals.
Yeah, they've been riding the offense. Shots.
Yeah. And then with the Celtics-Mavericks here, so I had Dallas over the weekend in Drinking Bros Sports.
We got one.
On Facebook, we got one, and they won by like 42 fucking points, because I figured Luka would just be like, well, who gives a shit, and I'll just do whatever I want. Pressure's on, though, I would say, tonight. You got to close this out in Boston, right?
You don't want it to go to Dallas for game six, and you certainly don't want it to go to game seven.
Yeah. Yeah, but pressure's on. Tonight, they need to win tonight. But they will. They probably will. I mean, they clearly took a fucking break last game. Like, this whole fucking series has been hilarious because everyone going into it's like, dude, Dallas has the closers. Dallas has... Closers don't matter when you get fucking blown out in the first three quarters. Like, it's just a fucking pointless thing to have at that point. And that's the fucking definition of this Celtics team and being a boring NBA team, is that they just win the game before you even care to watch it. which is the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Kyrie's got to explode, in my opinion, if they're going to have a shot at this tonight. He's just
I don't think that's
invisible.
Enough. I don't think that's
enough. You need
enough.
The other guys to fucking make their shots like they were all postseason.
The difference in the series that I said before the series started is Derek White. He's averaging like 17 points a game in this, and there's no – who's the third guy on the Mavericks?
Who None.
P.J. Washington? Like yeah, he needs not. To he needs to go for like 20 probably.
He does. So he hasn't been great.
Other dudes
he's been
threes.
Great through the rest of the playoffs, but not this
the
series.
The Celtics have Holiday and Tatum, Brown, and Derek White, and they all play at least some level. I mean, we'll see if he even plays, but they don't even need him to beat these guys, in my opinion.
Not once in three games.
Like seriously, they don't need him to beat them. I don't think they need him to win the series. Even if you started it over, I don't think they need him.
Also, if Tatum wins the MVP, this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
he has not been the best player on the team.
No.
Jalen Brown deserves the MVP.
No. I think he'll win.
Or I mean, if Drew Holiday has another great game, maybe give it to Drew.
The real question for me is Luka gonna fucking stop crying between every play?
Well, he's done this his entire career.
His entire career. Yeah. He's got to cut the shit.
He's not. You say his entire career is 25 years old.
Yeah.
Right.
But he's been here for
a couple years,
six seasons now.
Yeah. But it's like this is his fifth season.
He's got to grow into the superstar that he's supposed to there because he's got all the fucking talent in the world.
Talent doesn't
play
shit.
Defense. But
he does play defense. That's why he fouled out game three.
Yeah, he doesn't play good defense. He's
terrible.
His feet are never in front of him, and he's always swiping at dudes as they go by. That's not defense. That's Steph Curry.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Winhurst, Wendy.
I can't.
Wendy had a good rant against him.
I actually don't think Luka should ever get in shape. I think he needs to stay exactly how he is. Because the minute he gets in shape is the minute he sucks.
Yeah.
I think he's one of those guys. If he hits the gym too hard, I think he's...
Give me an example of another guy that happened to you.
Dirk.
Jeff Francoeur.
Dirk never was not good. What are you talking about?
No. Dirk was always great, but he never really got in like a crazy good
No, I'm
shape.
Talking about a guy who was in bad shape, got in better shape, and was a worse player because of it. Name one.
There's a lot of golfers that do
A lot
that.
Of golfers. That's,
this is the real sport.
A lot of golfers.
This is not something... you know what? Really, you know
what? It's weird. NBA players don't work out all that much. I mean, Kobe was able to change his body. Jordan was. LeBron, but...
I think LeBron was heading that way either way. But Jordan definitely put on 15 pounds of muscle.
Kobe had to as well. But that's about it. I don't really remember anybody else bulking up.
Shaq was better fat.
I mean, he had his best years fat.
Yeah, he
did. You just couldn't get to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess diminishing return on that was just the foot issues it created for him.
Yeah.
And like the 32-33-year-old time period, he started missing.
Yeah, he was
games.
Also the greatest athlete ever when he was in shape.
Yeah,
he was.
After he left
for those 4 years,
in Orlando.
After he left Miami, like his feet just fell apart.
Oh yeah,
completely.
He couldn't play. I mean,
have you ever seen his foot?
They're awful.
It's not as bad as LeBron's actually.
It's not as bad as Deion's.
Deion's removed
won.
At this point.
Yeah.
So
half of those toes.
I would rather look at nothing than Shaq's foot.
Does Shaq have more nicknames or toes?
Nicknames, easily.
Deion definitely has more nicknames than toes.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Deion's down to like seven toes. But yeah, if Boston wins, you know, they'll break the tie between them and the Celtics,
Sorry.
And that's it. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah,
it's absolutely disgusting.
Basketball
reference where you have every single nickname ever.
There's a Bleacher Report with 10, so he at least got 10. But this is just, I searched Google for Shaquille O'Neal nicknames. Big Shamrock, Diesel, Dr. Shaq, Hobo Master.
Yes. Never heard that.
What the fuck is that a reference to?
I don't know what that's for. But
he's a master.
I mean, I love
of
that. Yeah, I love it, but I don't know what the fuck it means. LCL, no idea.
Cactus.
MDE, no idea. Manny Shaq Yao.
Okay, these
Manny
are
Shaq Yao.
God damn it.
Oh, Manny Shaq Yao. Yeah.
Mayor McShaq, Osama bin Shaq, Shaq, Shaq Daddy. Shaq Fu,
Diesel,
Shakovich, Superman, the Big Agave, the Big Aristotle, which I do know that one.
I do
one.
Remember that.
The Big Banana, I've never heard that. The Big Barshkanova, never heard that. Big Cactus, Big Conductor.
Because he played for so many teams at the end of his career.
The Big the Big Cordially, the Big Daddy, the Big Felon, the Big Field General, the Big Galactus. There's a lot of bigs. IPO, Leprechaun, Maravich. Maravich?
That's weird.
He's never shot the ball in his life.
No.
Shamrock, that was a duplicate.
It was when he was at the Celtics.
Shaqtus, Twitterer, the big Twitterer.
He was like, he made Twitter popular. If you remember back in the day, he was like
he was one of the
early celebrity.
Him and Jose Canseco probably.
He's a doctor now and a DJ.
The Diesel, the real deal. Wilt, chamber kneesy, and witness protection. So quite a bit more. Nick, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 36 nicknames.
I used to call my dick witness protection. Big fan.
What movie was he like a genie?
Shazam.
It's Shazam.
Yeah, so it's the one that everybody thought.
It's one of those Mandela effect.
Yeah, they thought it was Sinbad in it, and it's not.
Does Sinbad not have?
No, Sinbad was a genie.
A genie movie?
Are you pulling up his foot on the screen there, Joel? You fucking disgusting dirtbag, dude.
Wait, Sinbad doesn't have a genie movie?
No.
I thought they both had competitive.
Nope. That was the Mandela effect. So everybody thought,
are you from a different universe?
Yeah, I kind of slid into a different universe. Yeah.
That's so sick, dude.
I'm not wrong.
Is that his foot, Joel? Are you trying to put it up on screen?
Yeah.
Oh,
top left, top left.
Don't worry about
He's never worked a computer in his life.
Don't worry about it. I don't need to see it. No, 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 no. God damn it.
There we go.
God damn it. Looks like one of those shriveled up Roswell alien bodies feet at the end of the thing. God damn it. That's gross. Fuck me. You got to leave your socks on a fuck, dude, if you're Shaq.
No, Shaq's was Kazam.
Kazam.
Shazam is the movie that never existed.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Shazam definitely existed.
I know, but it's a new one with the superhero. With
the dude that lives here.
We did a full episode on
Levi,
it.
Exactly. Levi, exactly.
Four or five years ago on this show.
Mandela effect is a lie.
Yeah. But Boston's going to break the record, it looks likely, of the Lakers here.
To me,
it's just a fucking hard team to root for. They're just so boring.
Yeah, it's just news.
It's a great team.
Both teams are hard to root for.
Well, the big difference is Marcus Smart's gone. And Drew Holiday's there. That is the biggest difference. What other roster composition wise? What's different between last year and this year's Celtics, or the Celtics from 2 years ago against the Warriors in this year?
Well, there's no Porzingis 2 years ago.
Sure, yeah, but Porzingis isn't the fucking guy.
Yeah.
He was out for most of the playoffs. Season, though. Sure, yeah, but who fucking cares about that? He's been out for most of the playoffs where they fucking dominated everybody.
Oh yeah,
right.
But I was told by Boston fans that the heart and soul of the team was Marcus Smart.
Well, Boston fans are fucking idiots.
Yeah, they're going to be real happy tonight after they win this fucking thing.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to lose tonight.
It's strange. Good for you guys. You built a real team in today's NBA.
Fucking Brad Stevens.
They might be dominant for years to come. They're all young.
They might be able to keep it if they can financially keep it together without. If they can financially keep it together, they can win 4 or 5 probably total.
Because there's no superstars that are on the way, it looks like.
And a conference they can fucking waltz through.
Yeah. Every year. Yeah. Every year they can be a top seed there, and it's just not going to matter.
Just like LeBron did for years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it is. So
good on the Celtics. Who's their coach? Do you know anything about their coach?
It's a black dude
who replaced...
Ubeki or fucking whatever the fuck name is.
Missoula, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he replaced the other guy who got fired for workplace harassment or whatever it was.
Missoula. Joe Missoula.
Yeah, the other one was banging
Wasn't Missoula
the secretary.
Also a coach at Mizzou at one point?
No.
He played basketball at West Virginia.
Quinn Snyder was a...
So Missoula the other day after, I think it was after game 3 or game 2, they asked him how he felt being one of the only black, or being a one of the first black coaches, blah, 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 to do this. He goes, why don't you ask me about Christian coaches or something like that? Why do you care about black stuff?
Yeah. And the reporter had no reply.
I mean, it just blew their mind.
Huh?
And I don't think he was trying to promote any kind of religious stuff. He was just like, why are you even asking me about this shit?
Well, I think at this point, fuck, man, it feels like most of the league has black head coaches. I just don't, it's a moot point now.
But
it
he's 35.
Really
he's also 35 years
he's
old.
Young.
He's
young.
Is he really?
Yeah. Al Horford is.
Is older than his coach?
Yeah.
Much
well, that's kind of like the NFL. They're moving younger, too. Mm. They're trying to get dudes in their 30s, and they're with McVay and
Jason Kidd, also, I believe, Luka had no idea who he was. So during practice when he was getting yelled at by Jason Kidd, he looked up like his old like highlights and stats. And he's like, oh, shit, I didn't know you were that good.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
I don't know.
I like Luka. He's really funny in interviews, by the way.
I don't know how they're going to be able to keep this team together, though, in the modern economics of the NBA. I know.
So Jaylen Brown's on a max. He's good.
But
the other really one's on a max.
Two.
He's good.
So they have.
Can only really keep two guys now.
They have 1, 2, 3, 4 dudes on max contracts right now.
Okay.
Because of the Porzingis. Because of bringing Porzingis over. So Tatum is at 32.5 mil a year. Porzingis is at 36. Drew Holiday's at 36, and Jaylen Brown's at 32. Like, you can't, there's no way to keep that together, right?
That's tough, yeah. One of them's got to end soon.
Poor Porzingis, they trade him for picks. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
They
just showed they don't fucking need him, frankly, right?
They have two advantages, I think. First off is one, if they win this year especially, and they show that they're like a good core, like you're going to get some ring chasers who can help fill out your bench.
Because Al Horford's on his way out, you would think, 100%. Right? He might have one more year left, but after that, he's like an Iguodala type.
God can only hope Al Horford leaves.
He should retire after winning this ring. He's been a great player for 20 years.
He played in college when I was in college. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been in the league for
He was on that Florida team that beat Ohio State.
He was such a trash sixer. I fucking hate Al Horford.
He was great.
He was
the
almost
Hawks.
Like a sleeper cell for the Celtics.
For the Atlanta Hawks, he was fucking dominant for years.
He was really good for the Hawks, man.
I'm not going to shit on Al Horford, and he was a great college player. I was at that finals, obviously, against Ohio State, and it was him and Noah and one other guy. And fuck, it reminded me of the
Corey Brewer. That was a loaded fucking.
It reminded
Florida
me
team.
Of exactly this Celtics team where it's just a great team. That you can't stop.
And they all came back.
And then
they all came back.
Next year, Derek White's salary goes up to $20 million. And then he's an unrestricted free agent after that.
They're not re-signing Derek White.
He's the most important player on that team.
Every
good team has two stars. Every single one of them. Jrue Holiday, obviously, he's a two-way player. Derek White's also a two-way player. I don't think you can lose him.
He's too ugly. You can't re-sign him.
I trust Brad Stevens' ability to build a team.
I think
he's
going to be our generation's like Jerry Pat West. Riley.
Or
Pat
Theo
Riley.
Epstein.
Yeah, yeah.
Theo Epstein.
Or Bob whatever the fuck from the Warriors. Remember, he started that shit with Mark Jackson, who gets no credit for anything, right?
I know. I like that guy from the Warriors, too. He's funny on the mic
well. Yeah, he's gone now.
Yeah.
He quit. But,
Real quick, though, we got some sponsors here before we get to our picks for tonight's game. Obviously, mybookie.com, promo code DRINKINGBROS will double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000, is our title sponsor. You guys can bet on everything over there, not just the NBA Finals tonight, which we are. We'll get to those picks in a second. NFL odds are up. College football odds are up. Delco Dan and I do a golf show every single week. We've won, I think, 3 of the last 5 weeks over there. It's been really fucking good over on the golf show. Right? Because we had I had Rory. And Shane Lowry, you had Scheffler, and then I believe you had Bryson. So we've had a fucking great run over there. Also watch Hot Bob and Delco's show with the live casino over there. It's a fucking blast.
It's a roller coaster.
I stayed and watched you guys the other night, man, and it's awesome.
Every week has been an absolute roller coaster, mostly for Dan, but I kind of try to chug along, and I do chug along one way or the other, downward or upward, mostly down. But Dan is just doing lines of fucking cocaine and placing bets.
Well, I play it safe.
Yeah, or the opposite of that. But it's a blast to watch. Everything's already set up over there. So week one, because we're already looking at spreads for week one. If you're an Ohio State fan, it's 50.5. You're a Georgia fan, your favorite 13.5 over Clemson. Like, literally every single line is up for week one already. If you believe in your team, go ahead and do it. National championship odds are up. I've already bet those as well, along with Heisman Trophy winners. Those are all available on mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. Also, when we cover the debates here in 10 days live on Drinking Bros, we will also be gambling on that on mybookie.com as well. All the odds are up for the debate, and there's a lot of them. What were the prop bets, Anthony? Was there 50 bets already up for the debate?
Yeah,
already?
There's a bunch. We'll go through them.
I would say there should be a fake news segment that Thursday.
Yeah,
we'll do. We'll go through them on fake news Thursday
for
Because I don't know if they're going to change between now and then either.
I bet they will. I bet the odds will
next Thursday.
Yeah, this next Thursday.
Not just the odds. I mean the prop bets. They add shit all the time to that.
They do, and it's a fucking blast. Gigantic fan of those guys. They've been our title sponsor for years. Get off the couch and get into the action today with mybookie.com. Use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit up to $1,000. Next up is firstform.com/DRINKINGBROS. Here's the box that sits next to my computer on every single show. Took him in the last show for fake news over on Patreon over there. You know I'm going to talk about these microfactors. Here it is. Boom. Pull the pouch out. You're good to go. There's 30 of them inside the box. The little door flips open. You're good to go. They do the work for you. It's not just a multivitamin. It's a convenient daily packet with six products included in it that provides you what you need on a daily basis to be healthy, because let's face it, we don't eat the way we need to in order to fulfill the demands of our body. Without getting the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients in us consistently, we're going to struggle to reach any type of health or fitness goal, whether that's weight loss, putting on muscle, getting lean, or just overall being healthy. What's in them? Got the antioxidants, the multivitamins, the probiotics, the CoQ10s, the EFAs, and the fruits and veggies. While you're over there on firstform.com/drinkingbros, check out their energy drinks. Man, in my opinion, those are the fucking best in the biz over there. I love them. Protein sticks are great as well. Highly recommend the breakfast sausage ones. And Daddy always takes that liver detox on their site on Mondays because I go hard. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today, and you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 when you use that link. Last but not least, we got drinkingbrostickets.com. We gave out 100 tickets to the game on Friday night in Columbus, Georgia. That was a blast. Going to be doing that sparingly throughout the season here to listeners. We're getting into more and more of these colleges thanks to your donations and investments, actually, investments in wefunder.com/HardAFSeltzer. We're going to be open on a ton of college campuses coming up here in the fall, and we're going to try to visit you guys. I believe this will be our first trip to Oregon this year, which is fun. We've never been there in the history of the show.
That's where they filmed Animal House.
Yeah. We've never been there in the history of the show. Oregon is about to open up this fall with a Drinking Bro listener who is actually a distributor up there. And that's what that funder campaign is all about. Now, with that, we're giving you tickets off of drinkingbrostickets.com to come with us to any of these events. In the meantime, if there's something near you that you want tickets to, it doesn't matter if it's a concert, a rodeo, or just a minor league fucking baseball game, or an NFL game. You can go to fucking Wimbledon. Shit, I bought Wimbledon tickets for somebody last year. All of them are up on drinkingbrostickets.com, and it's about $10 cheaper than StubHub, and that's just a nice thing to do. All right, let's get to tonight's picks here, D'Anthony. This is Celtics -6.5. Who you got?
Celtics.
Yeah.
-6.5.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they got a. I think they're going to blow this game out in the sometime in the third, probably.
Okay. What about you, Delco?
The under is hit in every single game in the series.
Has it really?
The over is due. Over 210 today.
No cut.
Let's hit it.
All right.
Over 210.
Over 210. Bob, what do you got?
I like the Mavericks to cover, and it's going to be the same as most of the other games, right? The fucking Celtics take a huge lead. The Mavericks come back furiously, come up short by a couple points, like six. Probably be like six. You'll be sweating it. But I guarantee you that's exactly what's going to happen.
Celtic. I think Boston's going to close this down and end this tonight. It's on their home floor. They want to do it for the people. I also think if it's 3-2, if Dallas is able to steal one more game and then go back to Dallas, that's where shit gets dangerous. Because Dallas is a tough place to play. They could easily get it to 3-3, and then all the pressure in the world is on the Celtics after that. Because nobody's ever come back from 3-0. Ever.
Yeah, playing with house money at that point.
So
if you're
fuck
fucking math. I mean, you're already playing with house money.
Celtics almost did.
What?
Against Miami. Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They forced a game seven. So.
Yeah. So it would be fun to see. I wouldn't mind losing the money tonight, but I'm also going to wait cautiously here for these live lines to pop up. We've had a lot of success on my bookie with these live lines popping up. And last one, man, got up to Mavericks, got down. A listener got it and posted it in Drinking Bros Sports and on Facebook. It was 22.5, a live line. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. Dallas ended up coming back and covering, but I think the Celtics win it tonight, and that's it. Unless Kyrie can go off, that would be a blast to see. But then the NBA is done. NHL might be done here soon. We still got 2 long months to college football.
Dog days of summer.
God damn it, man. I want the series stretched out on both of these, just so I have something to watch.
I know. I was really fucking annoyed when both series went to 3-0. Like, just come on. Like,
I know.
Give me something.
We just need something to stretch it out here heading into the fall before football, because right now the Braves aren't doing it for us.
Yeah. They keep getting guys on the fucking IL. Our starting center fielder is on the injured list now.
Harris?
Yeah, Michael Harris just went on the IL. I mean, it's fucking grim, dude. Like, it's just injury after injury. In fact, I want to say one, two, three, four, five of our start of our nine field positions have been on the IL this year.
God damn, really?
Yes, and that doesn't include Spencer Strider, who actually, if you want to go 10, because Spencer Strider was our game one or our opening day starter.
Yeah.
10 people who stood on the field on opening day have spent time on the injured list. Two of them are out for the year.
Man. And then Delco, it feels like it's Philly's world, you know?
What are you talking about? We're going through the same injury bug.
Real Muto's out for a while.
He's out for a long time.
And then who's the other dude who's out?
Trey Turner, I guess, he is just coming back. We're going through it.
You're still up by eight games.
Marcelo Ozuna's having an historically good season. So
did he beat his wife again?
No, not yet, but he will.
Okay.
I'm sure. It never ends, right?
Yeah.
Everybody else, though, falling off a cliff because you guys are cheaters. The 2023 Braves need to be investigated.
If anybody on that team is a cheater, it's probably Marcelo Zuma.
Almost certainly.
But we got to look into those stats and those numbers and see if you guys were doing the Astros bullshit.
Yeah.
He's on pace for 147 RBI this year
It is mid-June, and he's got over 60. Yeah. Almost 70, I think.
So the number of seasons that the people ahead of him pace-wise right now that either were after World War II, which post-World War II is like a good place to start with counting stats, and not either steroid era, not directly linked to steroids, right? Palmeiro, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, so on. There's only one person that's ahead of him pace wise because Miguel Tejada got popped too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Andres Galarraga's got smoke, no proof, so he's ahead of him.
But also, he has Colorado.
Yeah, he was in Colorado for this season too. Andres Galarraga and Ken Griffey Jr. are the only two people that didn't get directly linked to steroids post-World War II who were even in this question. Well, and that's not true. Todd Helton in 2000, I don't think he ever got popped for
anything. No, he didn't. Yeah. He just made the Hall of Fame.
That was in Colorado as well.
So two Colorado guys, Ken Griffey fucking Jr. Mm-hmm. I assume a young Ken Griffey Jr. too. Like, is it Seattle? It has to be Seattle.
It was Seattle for sure.
Yeah.
Back-to-back years, 97 and 98. He had 147 and 146.
Yeah, those were the two Seattle years. And then he finished third, actually, in the home run race in 98.
But even for the steroid era, after World War II, the first guy that pops on the list is Manny at 165. Jesus Christ, 165. He did all the steroids.
Yeah.
Next guy is Sammy Sosa, all the steroids.
And cork bat.
Sammy Sosa again, Juan Gonzalez, steroids. Alex Rodriguez, steroids. Way longer than anybody else, apparently. and then, I'm sorry, there was another one. Tommy Davis in 1962 had 153 RBI for the Los Angeles Dodgers. I have no idea who this guy is. Never heard of him.
Me neither.
And he never had more than 100 RBI in any other season. He had 230 hits and 153 RBI that season.
I'll tell you who's really fun to watch this year is the Yankees. And it's just bangers and mash now that they can fucking stay. If they can stay healthy, which I don't think they will for an entire season. Yeah. But Soto, Judge, and a healthy Stanton now.
Yep. Stanton's not having a bad year. He's definitely not nearly as good as the other two, but he's having a good, and not probably not worth the money he's making, but he's having a good year for a normal player.
Yeah, I mean, they're 50 and 24 and look amazing. Dodgers just lost Mookie Betts, broken hands. That's probably what?
6 to 8 weeks.
There's
a ton of
fucking injuries this year.
Yeah.
It's strange. So there is a chance to catch back up because, you know, Dodgers had an 8-game leave as well.
I don't want them to. Stay right where you are. They're the number one wild card team, which is what I want.
For the Braves?
Yep. Okay. I don't want them winning that division. It fucks us every single year. Fuck that.
You guys ain't making the playoffs.
I don't know anymore, man. Looking at it.
I mean, fortunately, the rest of the National League is mid as fuck, so we should be okay, but who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe five other fucking people will get fucking hurt.
Yeah.
We still need Olsen to get hurt. Mm-hmm. Still need Arcia to get hurt. Did Kelnick get hurt for a little bit, actually?
I think he had oblique
for
like a week or something.
So we did
like
have a left fielder get hurt.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
What?
Make it happen.
Make it happen. Let's do it.
Let's just everybody get on the fucking IL.
I'm just kind of bored with it all right now because I know that moves are going to be made.
Mm-hmm.
There's another guy in the Braves farm system that's going to get a look soon. That might be the guy that takes that fifth rotation spot. We'll see. Hurston Waldrop tried a couple times. He can't make it through two times in the lineup, and now he's got an elbow injury, right? So he's out. Schwellenbach, I don't think, is that good. Smith-Shawver is going to come back second week of July, I think.
Yeah.
And they think he's probably going to be the fourth or fifth guy. We'll see about that. I don't know. He didn't look terribly great before, but he was injured, right? So who knows?
Listen, every new generation of Braves fan gets their one ring. You guys got your bubble ring. And there's no more championships with this team.
There was no bubble in 21, brother.
There were teams that had to sit players out for COVID, so it's a bubble year. In
no,
my mind.
Not in the fucking World Series, asshole.
There was guys out with COVID.
Who?
Just throughout the playoffs, so.
No, there weren't. And in the playoffs?
Season, I'm just not counting it. Just not counting.
Yeah. No, I know you're not. I never saw it. So it's not real to me. We were with Tim Hudson over the weekend, and I told him that story, and he was like, no fucking way. And I go, yeah, we ever going to win this goddamn thing again? And he goes, I don't know, man. Everybody's fucking hurt. So who knows? It's a bizarre year in baseball, but it's not just the Braves. There's a lot of fucking injuries throughout. Pitchers in particular.
A lot of injuries.
And I don't know if they're going to do a study to try to protect those guys, but it's
there's
a weird
no study to be done. If you want to get drafted and get a big signing bonus, you got to throw 100. So you're going to throw every ball as hard as you fucking can. You're going to put as much rotation on the ball as you can. It's going to fuck your elbow up. The end. That's the study. Just did it.
Pitchers going down like a Roy Halladay piloted airplane in the MLB right now.
Just seems like an unnecessary shot.
No, it's always necessary.
Rory, by the way, just announced that he's going to take a few weeks off to process everything and
put
build himself back up.
Out.
Get the fuck out of here.
Little apology. Whatever.
You type in a notes app and then screenshot it and post it.
You're never having a good day when you have to screenshot a notes app and post it to your social media.
Is that the Instagram one?
No, it's your notes phone app. Your notes app.
Oh.
You just write a note.
I didn't know if it was
screenshot
Threads. That's fucking.
Your notes app.
Would you do that?
Nobody's on Threads except the WNBA players.
I don't know what Threads is.
Are they getting paid to do Threads?
That'd be
so funny.
You can only talk WNBA to me on Threads.
Okay, good. Dude, that's two things I don't like.
Head on over to the Threads. So how many weeks does he get? What's a few? 3-4 weeks?
He's not coming back until...
When's the British Open?
No, he's going to go to the Scottish. So he's going to defend his title at the Scottish Open, which is the week before the British Open.
So that's like the warm-up for the British usually?
Yeah, so that's...
Where is the British Open this year?
Is it St. Andrews? No, it's at Troon.
That's an easier course. St. Andrews is a fucked up course, isn't it?
He should have won at St. Andrews a couple years ago.
His exact statement was, firstly, I'd like to congratulate Bryson. He's a worthy champion and exactly what professional golf needs right now. I think we can all agree on that.
Disagree. I don't know why. I just, fuck him. Don't tell me to agree.
I love Bryson.
I do too. Just
of course
don't tell
you
me
like Bryson. He's
frat boy summer, dude.
No, there's other reasons.
It's better than John Rahm, who has no, he's got the personality of a fucking slug.
John Rahm, yeah. I don't want him or his
Bryson's
club foot.
Bryson's very performative.
It's great.
So that's why you like
it. I love it. Yeah. I love the entertainment. I love all of it.
He's a theater kid.
Fuck, I love all of it. It's great. It's great for the game.
You're insulting that entire side.
He's essentially a theater kid. Yeah.
Well, now
it's great for the game. Yeah.
He does look like there's several roles in Guys and Dolls that I could see him playing now.
We're not talking about Guys and fucking Dolls in a sports show.
Very good looking, man.
Are you out of your mind?
Very good looking,
man. God damn it,
man. He could do it. Consider it, Bryson. You're a good looking dude.
Fucking bitch.
And it's fine. Is this his mea culpa here for just fucking tearing off in the parking lot, I guess?
Yeah.
This statement?
Most likely, yeah.
All right.
Who cares?
I mean, you know, you don't know if your marriage is working out. You blow a horrifically blow a huge event on national television.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a good thing.
So the Atlanta Hawks just announced that they're keeping the number one pick in the draft.
They should.
So what are they going to do here?
I think they're going to get that kid from Europe. I want them to trade Trae Young. I don't think they'll do it, though. I think they're going to give it 1 year. And see how the three of those guys work out. I would really like to see them keep the pick, take the kid from Europe, and trade Trae Young and get all those picks from the Spurs.
I mean, so on the defensive side, both of them are probably going to be liabilities to some degree, right? The kid until he puts a muscle on, but that is what it is.
Yeah.
He's not.
It's a Chet Holmgren sitch where the kid's like fucking seven feet tall.
And
we'll see
what happens between now and October too. Maybe he puts on 10 pounds of muscle because Jordan did it between seasons 1 year.
It's a bad draft. Trade back. Get Reed Shepard. Let him fire threes.
Who? I mean,
I mean, he's got Trey. They have
the white kid from Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah. They have Trey Young. So if you run, you got to run the offense that makes sense for the players you have.
No,
though,
you get
right?
rid of you get like rid
a
of play Trey.
A pick and pop, top of the key to 32 foot or 32 foot. What the fuck?
You win nothing with Trey Young.
23 foot shot. Like that pick and pop from 18 to 23 feet with Trey Young and that kid from Europe. That works. John Stockton and Karl Malone did it for fucking 25 years.
But you trade Trey Young to the Lakers.
No, he's not going to the Lakers.
I think he's going to the Spurs.
Lakers are dumb enough to do it.
Yeah, you get some equity and or not equity, but like draft equity.
Any chance LeBron leaves LA and goes to Golden State?
No,
not Golden State.
Why? What makes you think that? Like honestly, because I think he might.
The narrative problem there is horrible. He's doing exactly what Durant did. Obviously at a later time, so there's not like the dynasty there. Yeah. But I don't love that. And also, like, you're not set. He needs to go back to the East to a team that's going to set him up to win right away. And hilariously,
Cleveland or Miami?
The two teams to do that are Cleveland and Miami. Yeah. He's got to get one of those two teams.
Well, you know, Klay Thompson unfollowed all of the Warriors accounts and deleted all of his Warriors related stuff off of his Instagram.
He should probably retire.
Maybe that's just a bargaining thing.
Yeah.
It is. There's a shit ton of teams that have already inquired about Klay Thompson.
Thunder,
fucking
take
him.
And they're
going to
go. They're going to go hard after him. And I think Klay is probably going to take the money.
He should.
I think he's going to get out of there.
He should do what's best for him.
What else does Klay have left to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's done it all. Yeah.
Other than make money.
Played great defense, shot a bunch of threes, won 4 titles.
And probably a Hall of Famer, do you think?
Yeah, he's definitely a Hall of Famer.
First ballot.
He's going to end up being top five all time in three-pointers made.
Yeah, so to get your money, especially for him too, because like no offense to him or anything like that, but like he's not like a super marketable guy. You know what I mean?
No, he is a bump on a log.
Yeah,
for sure.
So like get your money on the court because like, I don't know, like the commercials ain't calling.
He's not going to get endorsements.
Right, same way like Steph or other people, Draymond, whoever was.
He's sixth all time right now, and I don't know if he'll catch
it's incredibly
Ray
easy
Allen,
to make the Basketball Hall of Fame.
But he's gonna he'll catch Reggie Miller next season because he's about 80 shy of Reggie Miller.
He's got a sly personality. He's got a work ethic though, like Mike Trout. Mm. So I think after he finishes, I think he'll end up going into some broadcast thing and it'll be really fucking funny.
I don't know. He's boring.
I heard he's really funny behind the scenes, but it's just. Now, so
I've heard that about Kawhi. Like Kawhi's like the driest dude on
earth. Best laugh in the biz.
Fuck that shit.
Just get him on there.
Klay's gonna move to China and just cash checks.
Now he's signed with a Japanese shoe company. Actually, I don't know if he could do that because
go back
I
and forth.
No,
into
that history at all?
I'm aware.
I would actually ban it if I was. Yeah, if I
it
was
all started when Sub Zero killed Scorpion's family,
And then Melina got involved.
Yeah,
bad.
Where would he go, though? Where have you guys heard for Klay Thompson?
I heard the Thunder.
I've heard the Magic. I've heard Orlando Magic.
Why would you want Klay?
I don't think
point.
Klay's the move for anybody.
He has like, dead legs.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you're going to pay him $10 mil, I'd pay him
$10 mil in Boston, $10 mil in Philly.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he...
No.
Not in Philly.
Fuck
maybe,
that.
Maybe if Horford retires, maybe he goes to Boston.
Yeah.
That would not be a bad move for
Boston.
Either
Fuck no.
I believe Boston...
If Boston retains Porzingis to fill that power forward slash that 4-5 role, and Klay slots into the fucking corner three, which is what most of what Horford does now, to be honest, is corner threes, that makes sense. But he's got to take $10 million.
Or get Porzingis out of there and then just give
this
Klay
is like
the money.
Worst free agent class in a long time. And it's, of course, the year the... fucking Sixers have a bunch of cap room.
Yeah.
Just
bad
save
free
it.
Class, bad
Punt
draft.
On next
no,
year.
They're going to go
should,
hard
should,
after
we
Klay.
We should just like spend the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should be able to do that. You should get credit for spending under the minimum. And you can apply that to next season.
Yeah, but I think we get dinged for all the years we ran out of the G League team.
Yeah.
Under Sam Hinkie.
That's true. Bronny's going to stay in the draft. Does he get drafted during the first two rounds in real
life?
Yes. Yeah, he'll get
drafted. He'll get drafted in late second round.
Last pick.
Not the last. Well, maybe the last, but he'll get
Lakers.
Drafted late second. Yeah,
Lakers or no?
Maybe. Is J.J. Redick going to be their coach?
So what do you do there? He's hosting a fucking podcast with LeBron. That's not a real relationship.
Content is king. Let's go.
That's not a real relationship, though, to translate to the court.
It's
and then he's going
to
draft his son on top of it.
It's an insane. This is like I think LeBron is personally like the most talented basketball player to ever play the game. But like, fuck, dude, his brand management. Team management stuff has held
clutch.
Him back. It's held him back.
Yeah.
Like, it's this needing control over the coach.
Do you also have to sign every guy that is a part of Clutch? Well, do they have to be a Clutch?
The one to watch is when LeBron retires and Clutch gets blown up, because then what? None of these kids will give a shit about playing with LeBron or anything else with LeBron. I think Clutch will go down after this.
Why isn't... Mm. I know he is technically, but why don't they just make LeBron a player coach? Why do they need to come hire some new coach to come?
Right, and have an assistant coach fill out all the sheets and schedules. And
I mean, what's the point at this point? Really want that fucking job?
JJ can be a 12th man right now. He can coach the team. And then if the team needs a bucket at the end, he just subs in.
Yeah.
Hits a three.
In his suit still.
Yeah, why not?
They just put tape on his back.
He like has a rip-off suit. Mm-hmm.
But who's left? So who's left in the NBA that they're going to get as coach? It's probably going to be J.J. Redick.
I hope they get someone you never heard of who could be a good coach. I don't know. No one knew who the fuck Eric Spoelstra was when he got the video
Frank
boy.
Vogel.
What?
That's true.
Frank Vogel.
Yeah.
Here are the available coaches right now. Chris Quinn. Remember him from Utah?
Oh, yeah.
He's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Weird looking guy, though.
Yeah, I remember him.
I don't know what he's doing.
Where's Quinn Snyder at right now?
In Atlanta.
Yeah, he's in Atlanta.
He's in Atlanta Hawks.
I didn't know if they fired him.
Becky Hammond.
So Becky Hammond's been having a lot of interviews. I don't think so either, but one of these days, somebody's going to do it.
She coaches a WNBA team right now, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Which, I'll give her credit, she is a hard-ass bitch on those
She
chicks.
Learned under Pop.
She gets on him for getting pregnant during the season
that. She hates him, yeah.
That's fucking
those are the best graphics, like missed last year because of pregnancy.
It's so funny, yeah.
Kenny Atkinson's out there as well, and remember, he was in charge of the Nets when... during the Durant bullshit.
That wasn't a good year.
It was not. None of it was good. But he was the coach there.
All the retreads are bad.
You don't get to pick that one.
Yeah.
Redick is on here. Yeah.
Might as well hire JJ.
Terry Stotts.
Yeah. Oh, he was terrible. He was the dude for Atlanta for a while. I hated him.
Sam Cassell, he's meh.
He's an alien.
Dave Yorger, I don't even know who that is.
No, Yorger.
He was with the Grizzlies for a while.
No idea.
Then he was a Doc Rivers guy in Philly and Milwaukee, so that's probably not a good sign.
Yeah. Who was the other guard on Detroit with Rip Hamilton?
Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey Billups.
Billups an assistant coach somewhere?
I think he is, actually, yeah.
You should hire Chauncey. I thought he was doing, like, TV.
Maybe he went back to TV, but he was an assistant coach for, like, the Clippers or something for a while.
Why not Mark Jackson? He was a really good coach.
Nah, he sucked.
No, he didn't suck. Are you
couldn't
kidding
get him
me?
Over the hump.
Van Gundy.
That defense that they played that made Steve Kerr famous was Mark Jackson's
Which
defense.
Van Gundy? All the Van Gundys stink.
Yeah,
I think you
got to
go with the one. The other one. Did you hear the story about Stan Van Gundy and his wife?
Yeah, his wife killed herself.
50 years into a marriage, she just fucking killed herself.
When did that happen?
Like, really recently, in the last, like, 6 months.
It just came out.
Are we sure?
Strange. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, positive.
Is there going to be a fucking doc on this somewhere?
Yeah, there should be.
James Borrego, he coached the Hornets for a couple seasons. Nope. I've never even heard of that guy. No. Mike D'Antoni. That's not the team for him, though.
He's not really innovative
like
anymore.
Mike D'Antoni would probably be a good coach in Orlando with all those young guys.
Yeah.
You fucking get them running up and down the court, that makes sense, but... And then Mark Jackson's the last one.
You're definitely not going to have LeBron and Anthony Davis running.
Sprints!
Yeah, LeBron doing extra fucking like, 12 possessions a game.
Nah.
Listen, if Stoudemire could do it.
He's turning 40 this year. Mm. So, I don't know. I think he
retires. Stoudemire did it at 28, not at 40.
Yeah, I think he retires with the Lakers, LeBron.
Yeah, probably.
And I think he probably hires J.J. Redick. It's him doing all this shit anyway, so let's not kid ourselves.
I mean, J.J. Redick is going to, I think, is going to be a very good coach in the NBA at some point. This isn't the greatest way to start your fucking career, though, dealing with that bullshit.
You don't want
to
be LeBron's just puppet.
Luke Walton. You don't want to be Luke Walton, right?
You know what that? I will say Ty Lue has made a nice career for himself post-LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the post-LeBron people, you just never hear from again.
Ty Lue just like got third-party validation from LeBron.
Yeah.
And he's maintained coaching jobs because of it, but he's...
All the other ones are dead, though. Mike Vogel, dead. David Blatt, dead. Everyone who coached him at Cleveland. I don't even know their fucking names.
Is Blatt dead in real life?
No. I mean,
okay.
None of them are really dead.
Yeah. Would've made
Williams
sense.
Isn't dead. Didn't he coach the Kings for a second?
I'm sure.
Sure, he had a cup of coffee somewhere.
Oh, hey, didn't the Suns fire Monty Williams, or is he still there?
Yeah, Monty Williams gone.
Did he get canned? I think he's gone. I'd take a flyer on Monty Williams. He was a good coach there for a minute.
All right. I had a good team.
Did he not get canned?
Who was he's the head coach for Detroit now.
No shit.
Oh, God.
That's right. They backed up the truck. They paid him a shit ton.
They did. But didn't they just fire him again?
Who knows?
Detroit's a mess.
It is a mess. Yeah, it's one of those teams that I don't even pay attention to be honest with you.
No need.
No.
They haven't re-signed him yet, but word on the street is they are going to re-sign him.
They better get a discount.
I agree. Flip on over to UFC. McGregor is out. Injury. Says he'll be back in 2 months.
Cool. No, that ain't going to happen.
I don't think he'll ever fight again.
Probably not. But we got a great fight to replace it.
You do. I don't know what they do with that gate. I mean, everybody who prepaid, what do you do with those tickets?
Yeah, but Pereira and Yuri is an awesome fight.
It is from your house. I'm not flying out to Vegas
for it. I feel
like
you have to.
Yuri Prochazka is the man.
You got to know you assume some risk when you buy tickets to a Conor McGregor fight of it not happening.
Yes.
Do you not like seeing a white man pretend to be a samurai play, like fight another man who is just a stoic Amazonian, and the one guy is all offense, doesn't protect himself at all? Does that interest you? Is that interest? They can both knock you out too. Is that interesting?
It does, but it's just the whole thing that comes with Conor McGregor, and that's it.
Like, Conor sucks though.
It's just the entertainment value.
Is it entertaining to see a guy who's just washed against a guy who also just was never good at fist fighting to begin with?
This is what we always wanted to find out: is if he beat Chandler, would they throw him in for a title belt?
They would.
What would happen?
And Islam would have destroyed him in 15 seconds.
Yeah, oh yeah, it would have been bad. I think. Or does he move up a class? Who fucking knows? And then they got a replacement for Mike Tyson. By the way, the glove is still here. They redid that Tyson fight, so we will still be giving this signed Mike Tyson glove away.
Yeah, dude, my boy Platinum Mike Perry.
Yes.
Getting the fight.
He's going to fight Jake Paul. Now, is that still on Netflix, or do they move it?
Probably not. I can't imagine. I mean, Mike Perry's become a big star in bare-knuckle boxing, but I don't know if he's enough to move the Netflix subscriptions.
Let's see if they'll do it.
It's actually on the Rumble channel, LibCucker69.
It'd be great if it was.
We broadcast there.
I don't know how recent this video is, but I just saw a video of Mike Perry knocking an old man out. So he has more power than Connor.
Well, was it an Irish old man?
Well, do you think, because a lot of people are saying he's making a mistake by fighting Mike Perry, and that this is actually a good fight. What do you think?
Yeah, Mike Perry's awesome.
No. Boxing is boxing. I don't care how good of a striker you are in MMA. When you take the legs out of the equation and the guy's a kata-style boxer, he's a traditional boxer, he's going to win.
But Mike Perry, he's made a better career in bare-knuckle boxing, so there is no leg kicks. So he is a good striker. However,
he's a really good striker.
They should have no gloves. Do bare-knuckle, I'm way more interested.
Jake Paul's not doing that.
Well,
nor should he, by the way.
No,
that's
retarded. But also, he's got the fight on Netflix for Tyson, because that's rescheduled to November. I wonder if there's odds up for it here. I'd be really fucking curious. Also fun to watch my bank account just fucking disappear here in the summertime. Every summertime this happens, and then I rebuild it later on in the year.
Kids are at home.
It's not that. It's just you're betting on weird shit that
I think
I'm not
you gotta
real comfortable with.
Just start. We got to talk my bookie into letting us bet on our own shit. Like
that would be fun.
Local children's sports
they
teams
will do
and shit
it.
Like that.
It
would be great.
Just to make the odds, yeah.
Give me the odds on fucking the Driftwood Dranglers or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Dude, take it out to where my kids play, because then, yeah, I could dial that
for
sure.
At Grand X, our old podcast producer had an exhibition, a fight against a Bellator fighter, and they gave us odds for that. So
really?
Yeah.
No shit. Okay. I'm looking here to see if they have this Jake Paul odds up yet. Is it still going to be on July 20th? Yeah, I think it's going to be on July 20th, right? Yeah. Is it signed and official?
I guess.
Okay.
I mean, I saw like a poster for it.
Yeah, I did too. So, because I'll watch it like that. I'm actually interested in that fight.
Mike
Perry's fun to watch.
He is, but just not with gloves.
Yeah.
You can bet on the fucking World Darts Championship.
Which is dope.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Should we go to those?
We can also bet on Big 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Big 3. Right now, it's just who's going to win the title. The enemies are...
Who's on that team?
Shortest odds. Hold on.
Would you imagine that would be the easiest league to sway with gambling? Like, you just find what strip club Allen Iverson is at the night before and just start buying
You
them,
could
like,
talk
Vegas
to Gilbert
bombs.
Arenas and be like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Can you throw this one?
The enemies are Jordan Crawford, Isaiah Austin, Elijah Stewart, Quincy Miller...
They're all kind of young.
Chris Allen, Nick Young, Swaggy P's.
Oh, Nick Young.
He's the coach, actually.
Why? Is he really?
I don't know if I can trust him as the figurehead. Then.
They have the shortest odds.
Yeah. Nick Young as a coach? I don't know. No thanks.
Let's see. Fact that you can bet on that is actually amazing.
Triplets and 30.
Give me the killer threes.
The triplets. Here we go. The triplets are the second shortest odds. Joe Johnson.
Oh, that's a good team.
Jeremy Parago. Gennaro Parago. Jeff Ayers. Jamario Moon.
Lisa Leslie's the coach.
Okay.
I trust that team more. Plus, Brad. Joe Johnson's probably the best player in the league.
Yes.
Even still.
Oh, yeah. Still.
Oh, dude. We saw him playing up there in Vegas.
It was fucking nuts.
He's
dude.
Like, he's driving to the baseline, shooting from 15 feet over people like he did when he was 22 years old. Just whoosh. I'm like, what the fuck? Why'd you leave?
It was incredible. He could still be playing to this day, I'm convinced.
I'm convinced. He could be on an NBA roster. He was one of those dudes like Tracy McGrady where like every time he shot the ball, it didn't even touch the rim.
Yeah.
Like, it was just bottom of the net.
Tracy got his flush. Joe Johnson never did, but he should have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. And you can walk away and then bet with us or against us tonight on mybookie.com. Just make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposits all the way up to $1,000. Shout out to the AIIF for having us Friday night. It was an absolute fucking blast. Shout out to all the listeners that came out and met us in person and we got super wasted with. We love you guys. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.